Hello, everybody. Coach Christy with y'all tonight. Let me just get my screen set up here. Oh, I got a celebration emoji already. Let me change my name, y'all. I am not Corinne, although I'm sporting this pink. Well, you can't really tell. It's pink. Just got this new top. I love it. Okay, let me change this. How's everybody doing tonight? You ready to work on some urges? Working on some urges. We've got, I think in the chat is Coach Dina. So Coach Dina, she's got her hand raised. Yes, I'm going to pull her up so she can answer some questions in the chat and the Q&A if y'all have any. Make sure that if you guys are chatting, that you are set to everyone and not just hosts and panelists, because that way we can all see what you're saying, because I'm sure it's very important and fun. And I want to see what y'all are saying. So make sure, well, I'll see it, but if you don't put to everyone, then nobody else will see it. All right. I see we got lots of people coming in. All right. Okay. So tonight, let's talk about real quick what we're going to do. Tonight is an open coaching call, but before we get into coaching, be thinking about what you want. If you're having some urges and you want some coaching tonight, but before we get into that, we're just going to kind of talk a little bit about the urges 2.0 and how to access it and what to do. This specific call is for those of us working on after school / after work urges. This is open coaching. So all you have to do is raise your hand. We'll be here until about 6 p.m. Central Time. So just about an hour. We are going to be sort of doing a little walkthrough, the planning for urges worksheet. So if you have that handy, if you have your urges guide, it is on page, 15. It is on page 15 in your guide. You can pull that up and we can, I've completed mine for y'all to share. Okay, so wait, before I say that, I'm going to attempt to share my screen and I've never actually done that on a coaching call. So I might fuck it up, but I'm going to try not to. Okay. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to kind of go through the busting urges process tonight, talk a little bit about that, talk about the course in general, and then we'll get to some coaching, and then we'll wrap it up and you guys will be all set to tackle your urges. Okay. So how to work through the program. So if you haven't even started, don't worry. You're not behind. You can still just go to the website, nobswomen.com, and go to the self-study resources. It is the September focus, and you can click on it, and then you can download the resource guide, which is amazing and has all the worksheets that you will need, even has a neat little place for you to take notes. Under each lesson in the Urges 2.0 program are how to do this course if you are a bottom line bitch, if you are a moderation mama, and if you're a deep dive diva. These particular calls, these live coaching calls, these are for our deep dive divas. But if you are not a triple D, don't worry about it. You can still listen to the call and get a lot. But for those of you that are just bottom line bitches, just do the course. Don't worry about the rest of it. Y'all, there is a fly that has been flying around in my office all day long and he's getting caught in my blinds, and he's really fat, so he's slow, and so he's noisy, and he's driving me crazy. Okay. All right. So that's what you have to do. Download the course, or I'm sorry. Yeah. Download the, if you are printing it out, you can do it that way, or you can just do it digitally. Also, I want you to notice, and Coach Dina can guide you to this too, put a link in there, track your urges using the Busting Urges board. Okay. This is an amazing way to show yourself that you're making progress, right? On the Busting Urges board, if you haven't seen it, it's just like a little chart that you can use. And it has little check marks by each day where you can put like that I've done my assessment. Did I do a discovery worksheet? Did I do a successful urge worksheet? And this is exciting. I don't think that we talk about the successful urge worksheet enough in NoBS. So I am going to put it on blast. If you all have not done a successful urge worksheet, what the hell are you waiting for? I mean, it is the coolest way to reward yourself. You know, we're always trying to come up with like, well, how can I reward myself for doing well that's not money, right? Fill out a successful urge worksheet, because here's what I know. Our brains are automatically going to look for all the shit that we're doing wrong, right? we don't celebrate our success enough. My guess is y'all sit through more urges than you're giving yourself credit for. And nothing is more motivating to sit through an urge than to realize you've done it a million times before. So track those successful urge worksheets. Even with my private clients, I am doing a challenge this week in my private client group where I'm giving points to everyone that posts urge or a discovery worksheet and or a successful urge worksheet. And if they comment on someone else's sheets, they get points for that too. And then there's going to be prizes at the end. So we are just having a blast over in private coaching. But y'all can do this in Facebook. You can post hashtag busting urges wins on Facebook. You can post it, or you can write that into support@pmptribe.com. If you're not on Facebook, you can send in there too. So just let us know that y'all are busting your urges. We want to hear and celebrate with you. Okay. So busting urges is a process, right? This is not like just listen to a coaching call and you're cured. This is a process that's going to involve you doing something. Okay. So this week we are focusing on, in the Urges 2.0, we are focusing on what happens before an urge. We are focusing on planning for an urge. Like, how can we stop it? What can we do before we're actually in the midst of the urge? Next week, we're going to talk about being in the middle of it and what you can do in the middle of it. And then after that, we're going to talk about next steps after if you decided to go ahead and eat. So we've got it all laid out for you. This is a process. Go through it step by step. Okay. All right. So this week, we're going to talk about what to do before an urge. Specifically, we're talking about the kinds of urges that come at the end of the day when you first get home from work and or school. Okay, so let me see in the chat. Like, how many of y'all are teachers? Give me thumbs up if you're a teacher. Where are my teachers? A few teachers. All right. How many of you guys have identified a pattern of urges that is just when you come home from work? You come home from work and you go straight to the pantry. Oh yeah, lots of thumbs up. Me too, y'all. Wait till you see my my busting urges sheet. That is me. That is me. None of us are immune, which is a great thing to know, right? Like, we don't, this, listen, the goal of No BS is not to make your urges go away. And I know you've heard this a million times, but if you haven't, I'm going to say it a million and one. Your urges will probably never go away. Even the queen, Corinne Crabtree, has urges. She tells us all about them, right? She has urges too. The goal is not to make them go away. The goal is to become a boss at managing them, which is what we're going to do this month with managing our urges and busting through them. Okay. So they don't ever go away. We just learn to manage them. So what makes breaking them so hard? Y'all, what makes anything freaking hard? Your habit brain, my habits brain's name is Steve, and he likes to make things hard for me. And when it comes to my urges, he views my urges and all the things leading up to my urges as dangerous. And his job is to protect me. So when I get off work, and I'm giving y'all a preview as to what's on my sheet, right? When I get off work and I go into the living room, because you know I got a far walk to come home from work. I go into the living room, all I think about is, oh, the stress of the day and everything I had going on. And my habit brain is like, ooh, stress. She is feeling stressed. We need to protect her. So it offers the only thing that I have taught it that works, which is food. Let's snack. Let's distract. Let's calm down. Let's relax. We've earned it. All the bullshit my brain says. This is what Steve tells me to do, right? And he's all proud of himself because he thinks he's a baller for taking care of me, right? He thinks he's a baller. So he's thinking, I've done my job. She is distracted and feeling happy, right? He has no idea what's going to happen afterwards. That's not his job, right? His job is just to protect me in the moment. So your habit brain is the only reason busting through your urges is so hard. But the good news is we all in No BS are learning to hear those thoughts, not judge them, not wish them away, but we're learning to talk back to them, right? So that's what we're going to kind of do. So there's no point in judging these automatic thoughts. You have no control over these thoughts. They just come up into your brain. It's like judging yourself for being 5'6", right? It's nothing you can control. Whatever your habit brain offers up to solve your stress is just the solution it knows. There's no point in judging it. So we're going to drop all that, which brings us to lesson two. I'm skipping over lesson one for just a minute. But lesson two, just drop the piss and vinegar, right? Drop that judgment and that shame about how you've been showing up with your urges, about how you wish they would just go away. Why can't you just, you know, go clean toilets instead or whatever? Just drop all that. It's just automatic thinking. Don't waste your energy being pissed about that, right? So that's lesson two. It's all about dropping your piss and vinegar about your urges. Lesson one, Corinne gives us the biggest tip to busting your urges. Anybody know what it is? Anybody in the chat? Bueller. Oh, my husband's name is Steve. Sorry, Marcy. Steve is a lovely guy. Lovely guy. I'm sure he is. Anybody know what what's the number one tip that Corinne gave? Anybody know? Going once, going twice. All right, I'm going to give it to you. Nobody's typing it in the chat. The number one tip is how you talk to yourself. It's your self-talk about your urges. And then she goes into what that self-talk is that's unhelpful, and that's the piss and vinegar, okay? So we're just going to drop that. All right, moving on. Okay, if you have not had an opportunity to pull up your worksheet because maybe you're listening while you're driving home from work, maybe you're hoping this call is going to set you up for some success tonight, no worries. I'm going to attempt, Dina, let's see how this goes. I'm going to attempt to share my screen. All right, we're going to take a look. We're going to take a look at this worksheet. Again, guys, page 15 in the Planning for Urges. It's called Planning for Urges. It's in your Urges Guide 2.0. All right, here I go. Oh, Lord, let me see what's going to happen. I'm scared, y'all. Here we go. Okay, I'm assuming. All right, share. Am I doing it? Y'all, am I doing it? Do you see my screen? Somebody tell. Oh, shit. Now I can't see the chat. Lord, I don't know how to get back to y'all. Okay, I got thumbs up. I can see y'all. Okay, cool. Wow, this really works. Okay. All right, here we go. So here's the worksheet. I'm going to see if I can't make it bigger. That's what she said. Here we go. Okay. Enter full screen. Here I am. Okay, Planning for Urges worksheet. All right. So before we do this, let me just say one of the things that would be really helpful to do is, number one, make sure you're doing your assessments, because when we do our assessments is when we can recognize our patterns. Now, I'm assuming that most of y'all that are on this call know that after school and after work is an urge pattern for you. So that's awesome. But if you're listening to this call and you're like, I just have random urges, I don't even know what's going on, and you're not assessing, please, please, please make sure you're assessing, doing those discovery worksheets, because that's what those are, exactly how your patterns are going to be revealed. Not just your patterns of circumstances, but your patterns of thinking, because knowing what your pattern thoughts are almost as equally important as knowing your pattern circumstances. Okay, so let's take a look. Now, I only filled out one of these, but when y'all see your worksheet, if you're not looking at it right now, there'll be a place for you to pick three patterns. I just picked one because this is the one we're focusing on today. Okay, so for me, my most common cue and trigger to overeating or eating off plan is coming out of my office after work at 5 p.m. Sometimes I work till 6, but it's usually 5. Okay, so that is my trigger. So if you're filling out this worksheet right now, you can go ahead and put what your trigger is in there. Corinne gives some suggestions here. When you drive by Chick-fil-A, are you thinking, ooh, that'd be good, or I've got time for that, or I haven't eaten yet? Whatever your trigger is, put it in there. Okay, then it says for each cue or trigger above, list one thought you are usually thinking. This is where your discovery worksheets come in so handy, y'all. Because if you're not sure, you can look back through them and say, okay, what is a pattern thought that I have in this scenario? For me, here's mine. I need to relax now. I survived the day. Followed by thoughts, this is the rest of it, is I usually am thinking how crazy the day was, how I hardly got any breaks. I'm usually bitching to my husband about the day. Let me tell you about this that happened, right? I am just like queuing myself up with these thoughts, right? I am setting the stage for my urge. Okay, then it says, which of these cues or triggers can I commit to working on for the next 2 weeks? Well, y'all can answer that, but we're working on this one tonight. We're working on after school. All right, that brings us real quick. How are we doing on time? Oh, we're good. Okay, the busting urges process. All right, so step number one, don't eat. We're going to go over this process again next week. We're going to keep reviewing. It's 5 steps, y'all. We're on step one right now. It's page 16, 17, 16. It's page 16 in your guide. We're going to go through this several times because we want to get these 5 steps like committed to memory. Step number one, do not eat. I know that seems silly, but don't eat. Okay. But you're going to talk to yourself with positive self-talk. Okay. So for me, here's what I came up with. It's totally okay to sit and do absolutely nothing for the next 15 minutes. Why does that thought work for me? Well, that thought works for me because I have drama about sitting and doing nothing. I beat myself up. I think, well, you're supposed to be cooking dinner. Well, you know, those dishes need to get loaded. Well, you know, your daughter needs this and you got to go help with homework and da, 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 da. I have drama about sitting, doing nothing. So a thought that helps me to not eat is to just allow myself. It's totally okay to sit here and do nothing for the next 15 minutes. It's all right. Another thought I like to think is, oh my gosh, I accomplished so much today and my mind and body deserve this break. That's way better than my habit brain chatter, which is, let me tell you about the shit show of the day, right? I used to, when I was a teacher, I used to call my mom on the way home from work and I would just bitch on the whole drive about my students and the other teachers and the principal and all the things that went wrong. And I would wonder why when I got home, I was still so keyed up, right? So I like to say, I accomplished so much today and my body and my mind deserve this break. And then I think this break will give me the energy I need to accomplish blank, because inevitably my mind will go, after about 5 minutes of sitting on the couch, my mind will start to go, okay, well, you need to get up now. You know, you got shit to do, right? So I just remind myself, hey, you know what? This break is going to give me the energy that I need to accomplish whatever it is I need to do. Usually it's making dinner. Okay. So that's step number one, y'all, don't eat. Step number two, feel the urge. So now process. This is how we teach feeling a feeling in No BS. In fact, in your guide, in the very beginning on page 12 through 14 is a whole worksheet that can walk you through that now process. So if you're unsure of what that is, take a look at those worksheets and it will walk you through this. Now stands for notice the feeling, be open to it, and then witness it. And the witnessing part means you pay attention to how it feels in your body. That's when you go through, do you like your whole body scan, which is why I wrote for me, step two, feel the urge, is at 5 p.m. I'm going to do a body scan. And I like the audio recording from the Trusting Your Body course. There is actually, oh, Coach Dina, I'm sorry, I should have told you, if you can throw that link in there. It's in the Trusting Your Body toolkit. It's on the website. If you go to the Trusting Your Body course and then click on the toolkit, there's actually an audio recording that can walk you through a body scan. So if you've never done one before, this is like a super helpful tool. Okay. So feel the urge, just kind of like acknowledge it, right? Step three, this is my favorite one. This is where you get to celebrate that you've made it this far into the process, right? So step three, this is my thought. I love to say I'm a badass. I tell my dogs all the time I'm a badass. I'm a badass for making it this far in the process. I'm so proud of myself for checking in with my body. Notice I'm not waiting until I either haven't given in to the urge or something like that to celebrate. I'm celebrating myself for making it this far. Right? Just the fact that you're willing to like do a body scan or check in with your body or whatever your step two was, just the fact that you've been willing to do that deserves celebration, right? Progress does not always mean getting the outcome or reaching the goal. Progress means you did something a little bit better than you did last time. So make sure you celebrate this part in the process. Okay. Step number four. This one was a little bit challenging for me. I'm not going to lie, y'all. Step number four, remind yourself why not eating can be easier or better. Okay, so here's my reason for why not eating is actually easier than eating. I had to think on this, y'all. I was like, okay, hold on. Let me think. So what I came up with is, for me, there is usually a shit ton of mind management that I need to do after giving into an urge. Right? I don't think I'm alone. Are y'all like that too? After you give into an urge, you feel like worse, like you have to manage your mind and your guilt and all of that stuff. So allowing the urge is actually much easier than working through the guilty thoughts that are sure to need some management, right? So that's why actually allowing the urge is easier, because I know that you've heard Corinne say this and we've all said it, urges last about 90 seconds, right? And that is way less time than it takes me to manage the way I think when I give into an urge. So that's what I came up with for that one. Feel free to steal it if you like it. All right, here's one reason why not eating is better than eating. Not eating is better because I like to have hunger for dinner with my family. And eating before that screws that up. I have to be honest with y'all. When I first answered this question, I didn't say screws. I said the F word. And then I was like, oh shit, can I put the F word on Zoom? Like, can I put it like visually? So I change it to screws it up. But anyway, I was thinking F's it up, but it's true, right? Like for me, not eating after work makes sure, and I'm going to steal Coach Heather's word. She says this all the time and I love it. It helps me have big H hunger for dinner. And I like that because for me, not eating after school or work is easier than not eating dinner because I'm not hungry. Because I tried doing that too. That's a great skill to have, by the way, but I just decided that it was easier for me to not eat after work than it was for me to sit down and not have dinner because I was like eating after work and then I was still eating dinner, right? That's what I was doing. So that's why not eating is better for me than eating. It's because I want to have hunger for dinner because I like to eat with my family. Okay. Step number five, y'all, we're almost there. Then we're going to get into some coaching. Okay. Do something in place of eating. This is where y'all like to go. Me too, frankly. This is like the do line stuff, right? Like all the other stuff is like thinking, but this is do line. This is where all of us former Weight Watchers like to be. We want to know what to do to get through it. Okay. So step number one for me is closing my eyes and deep breathing. Do not discount the power of deep breathing, y'all. I am not a woo person. Sorry, Coach Yesenia and Coach Heather, who are also woo people. And I think Coach Julie, you're a little bit woo too, right? So, but closing your eyes and taking some deep breaths, it is amazing the power that has to take the temperature down. Okay. Another thing I like to do while I'm sitting on the couch for 15 minutes is scrolling social media. I love the TikToks. Y'all know that about me. And number three, y'all, can you see one of my dogs is on my chair over there? I like to snuggle with my puppies. That is like instantly relaxing. Okay, so five steps, y'all. Let's review real quick. Step number one, don't eat. Step number two, feel the urge. Use the now process or a body scan. Step number three, celebrate that you've made it this far. Step number four, remind yourself why actually not eating is easier and or better. If you can't come up with both reasons, just do one of them. Just in other words, give me a reason you might not want to eat. Okay. And step number five is our favorite. Do something in place of that eating. Okay. So while people are getting ready to raise their hands, let me see if I know how to stop sharing. Stop share. Y'all, I did. I'm so proud of myself, y'all. Another milestone reached in my coaching life. Okay. So tell me what you guys have. Oh, thank y'all celebrating me, celebrating my mad skills. Okay. Tell me what y'all do in place of eating. Type in the chat. Let me see. What do you guys do? Okay. So Melissa says, I bought a few buttons that I can record a saying to help celebrate. Oh, Melissa, did you post that on Facebook? I feel like somebody posted that on Facebook. Read. Lisa likes to read. Oh, thanks, Chrislyn. I love you too. Read. More reading. Y'all good readers. Hydrate. I like that. That's a great suggestion. If you're a person that's behind on your water, that's a great time to catch up, right? Fit on exercise snack. Nice. 5 to 10 minutes of stretching. Ooh, that's good. Walk around the block. She works on her side hustle. Y'all are probably, Anne-Marie, you might be younger than me. Oh, y'all didn't see her because Anne-Marie, your chat is to host and panelists, but she says, I work on my side hustle and podcast. So my old ass brain is thinking of that song, The Hustle. Do, 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 do. Okay. So that's what I was thinking of. Drink tea. Well, that's nice and calming. Sherry, I like that. A jigsaw puzzle. I like puzzles too. Listening to a podcast, take a bath, color and craft. Anastasia says, I've been working out during the time I usually look to eat when hungry. That's a great idea. Puzzles, go outside. Y'all have got some good to chew gum. I like that. Nice, nice, nice long bath or even getting into bed earlier. Molly, so y'all don't know this, but one of the things that I write every morning is five things that I'm looking forward to every day or that I'm excited about. And lately, like I would say the last 7 months, I write almost every day going to bed early. Like this is a sign, y'all. I'm almost 50. So when we start thinking about going to bed early as like a thing to be excited about, I might need some help, y'all. Okay. So that's the worksheet. So here's what I want you to do. If you did not fill out this worksheet during this call, don't worry, don't worry. But you're at this call. So you've identified what your urgy time is, or at least one of them, right? So I want you to go back and do this work that I did, that I showed you. Steal some of my stuff if you want. I'll try to remember to post in the Facebook group. So if you didn't have time to jot down my thoughts, you can see what I wrote. Yeah. Okay. So if you didn't have time to do it, do it now, or do it sometime soon, because you've identified a spot that needs some attention. So now's the time. Okay. Let me see, y'all. Raise your hands. Who wants to coach? Who thinks they got some urges that they need to work through? Some thoughts, some actions, some situations. We like to talk about circumstances here. So raise your hand. Here comes Chrislyn, who spells it so cool. All right, Chrislyn, I'm going to bring you on up. Here you go. Oh, sorry. That was probably loud, y'all. I forget that my microphone is really good. I'm going to take a drink.
Am I doing this right?
You're doing it right, girl. Look at us. Yay. We are technologizing like a boss.
This is honestly the first live call I've ever attended.
It is?
Yeah. I'm not like a deep dive diva. I'm kind of more of a moderation mama. And I was like, not feeling my best this afternoon on my way home from work. And I'm like, you know, instead of pushing myself to work out today, maybe I'll just do some no BS work or whatever. And then I was pulling into the driveway and I got the notification email of this call. And I was like, freaking perfect. This is my urge window. I'm going to hop on this call. This is about to be freaking awesome.
I love it. You know, it's funny. I just wanted to say, like you said, maybe I'll just do some no BS work. As if that is easier than exercise. And I would just like to point out that exercise goes under the umbrella of self-care. And so does no BS work, right? So when we're going to the self-care store, we can pick exercise, we can pick meditation, we can pick no BS. It's all for self-care. So I love it. Okay. You got a bunch of hearts and emojis, by the way, for being on your first call. All right. So what are we coaching on? Tell me what your deal is. Give me all the things.
So I'm like you. So I was coached by Corinne back in May. And I've been kind of working on like my after work urges, because I get a lot of after cues that I'm hungry after work.
Okay.
And like my number one excuse on that worksheet of like why I have urges at this time is, but I really am hungry.
Okay.
That's like my number one, like, but I'm really hungry. The problem is that like, even whenever I would plan like a small snack, I would continue to eat after that. It was almost like I'd start eating and then I just can't stop. Like it's an avalanche. And then I'd be like, oh, well, screw it. I've already overate. And then I'd be like, oh, I'm hungry enough to eat dinner. And I need dinner. And then like, then I'm in full on like overeat land. And I'm just like, well, here we are.
Yeah. Oh my God, girl, I can relate. Okay. So what do you think the skill is that you need to be working on?
I think, so when I was coached by Corinne, she said, you need to know that like, it's going to feel urgent. It's going to feel emergent. And you have to tell yourself, like, I'm not going to do this because I want to be somebody who's hungry for dinner.
Mm.
And like, I've gone back. I bet I've listened to that coaching call when I talked with her like 5 times because it was so powerful. And I have been just working on like incorporating that back into my everyday, right? Like I pick up the kids at daycare and then I'm headed back home. And like the last 2 days I've been driving down the road to get to our house. And my body's like, you're hungry, you're hungry, you're hungry. And I'm like, okay, I'm going to get home and this is going to feel urgent and it's going to feel emergent. And like, okay, I'm going to be ready for this and I'm going to be okay with it.
Yeah.
And learning how, so that's kind of where my focus has been the last 2 days, and just like knowing that ahead of time and kind of preparing for that urge and then being like, I'm going to be okay with the urge because I know that I'm not going to eat and I know that this is going to pass. Mm-hmm. And that's something that like literally yesterday, today have been my first 2 successful days of doing this.
Yeah. Because true hunger, like, and this is kind of a different situation, right? Like we're not talking about mindless eating, like checking out. You actually do have some hunger, which, I don't know if you heard the last coaching call from Sunday. I think it was, I'm going to get this wrong. I think it was the 1 o'clock call. She coached a girl on this very thing. And I even think it was coming home from work, and she did actually have hunger, right? But she was feeling bad that she was actually hungry. She was creating a problem where there wasn't one. But what I'm hearing you say is eating after, is it school or work?
It's
school
work.
Or work? Okay. So eating after work is screwing up your dinners, right? And you're choosing to sit with hunger so you can be hungry for dinner. So this is more about like continuing that dialogue about, yes, I am hungry. Like, I don't need to pretend I'm not. I don't need to try to talk myself, like convince myself that I'm not or anything like that. This is more like, yeah, I got some hunger for sure, right? But I don't want to eat now because I want to have big H hunger for dinner, because that's more important to me than whatever snack I'd be having right now. Mm-hmm. Is that what I'm hearing you say? You want to keep
eating? Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's more important. Like, being hungry for dinner is more important than like the little Debbie cake crap that, you know, like, or the Cheez-Its or whatever, like the, you know, the mm-hmm. snacks that my kids eat whenever they get home, and like just that, you know. Yeah, it's more important than that.
So are you having a thought about like, my kids are eating and so I want to eat too?
I would say a little bit.
Okay.
And I'm also working on like what Coach Heather talks about with like, your brain is the gatekeeper of your belly. Like, you have to be like, you have like your belly is like club hunger, club good food. Mm-hmm. And you kind of have to be the gatekeeper of that. So I'm working on that because, like, sorry, I'm sure you can hear my son. He's
fine.
Crazy. So like, just knowing like, these are foods I don't really enjoy. So like, also that dialogue of, I'm going to choose not to eat right now because these aren't foods I don't really truly enjoy, but B, I also want to be hungry for dinner. Like, yeah. I don't want to waste my dinner hunger on Cheez-Its.
Right. Like, you're choosing the velvet ropes. Like, this is sort of the velvet rope concept. Like, Cheez-Its and Little Debbie's are not getting behind your velvet ropes, because they're not like, if I offered you the Cheez-Its and the Little Debbie's at the same time that I offered you dinner, you would choose
dinner.
Yeah. Which is so strange to me, because I would choose Little Debbie and Cheez-Its, but whatever. We're different people. Just kidding.
I know. I'm starting to feel like you and I after this call could really be best friends, but like, it's fine. Kristen,
we're besties already. It's fine. Right. But this is what I'm saying. Well, although I think we did just break up because you picked the dinner over the Little Debbie. So, but it's fine. We can get our relationship back on track. Don't worry.
Caveat to dinner. It's only dinner if my husband cooks, because you know, dinner is, it's always better when you're not the cook, right?
Truth. Just like salads always taste better when I eat them out versus when I make one at home. I don't know why that is either. But yeah. Okay. So we want to have big H hunger for dinner. So this is just a matter of you telling yourself, like, I would not try to, like, Lorena gave a great comment here in the chat. She says, can we learn to love that feeling of hunger? Now, love might be a stretch, right? It might be a stretch for some of us, but she's kind of onto something there, right? Like, can we learn to just be like, listen, hunger's no big deal. Lots of people were typing in the chat while you were talking. Hunger is not an emergency, right? And I think we've said it so much that it's almost a little bit become cliche, but it's really true, right? Like, real hunger comes and goes. And this is what goes back to your coaching call that you had with Corinne and May. Urges feel urgent. Hunger doesn't feel like that. I mean, unless you get to like Survivor Island, like those people probably have like real hunger that feels urgent, but real hunger comes and goes in waves. And what you can do in those waves is just ride them out with your awesome thinking of, listen, I am hungry. I do have a little bit hungry. This is no big deal. It's not an emergency. I can sit with it. I have the ability, because this is what I do want. Right. It's kind of like, when you're focused on what you're not getting, like when you're watching the kids and you're like, oh, I can't have this or that, or I can't have the Cheez-Its, I can't have this. No. It's not that you can't have them. I just want this instead. Mm-hmm. Right. And so you're just more willing to sit and allow that urge than you are to give into it. Does that make sense?
Yeah. And I think the other part of it is, I just like want to get home and relax after my long day at work. Right. And I'm pretty mentally drained. And so when I think about like, oh, you know, I just want to sit on the couch and I just want to relax. Right. Then it's like, yeah, but shouldn't you be doing something? Like, yeah. don't you want to be doing this? Shouldn't you be unloading the dishwasher? Shouldn't you be doing this?
Yeah.
And like, I just need to sit with like, no, the only person who cares if any of that crap gets done is me.
Yeah.
You know?
Right. And I mean, and it, you know, it's kind of like what I said, because I think you and I are the same person. And you know what? The truth is we're probably not alone. Like this is probably a lot of us, especially if you're moms, you know, and you work, you know, and maybe you're a teacher too. Even if you don't have kids, we often like in that transition period, we don't give ourselves any kind of rest in between because we still have a to-do list, mm-hmm. right? Which is why I wrote the thought on my worksheet of, listen, this rest is actually going to prepare me to be able to do the rest of the things I need to do tonight. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I don't know if you're a Pelotoner, but
I love that. I love that thing.
Okay. So one of the instructors, oh yeah, you do. Oh my God. We really are the same person. One of the things that one of the instructors says, and I can't remember who it is, maybe you'll remember, but I think it might be Matt Wilpers. He doesn't, you know, like when you're going really hard on the bike or the tread and like, then you get to like what they call recover, like, okay, recover now, right? He doesn't call them recoveries. He calls them preparations. You're not recovering from what you did. You're actually preparing for what's about to happen next, which is sort of the mindset that I was using around that thought of, no, actually taking this 15 minutes is going to prepare me and give me the energy that I need to show up for cooking the dinner and helping with the homework and getting the kids to bed and all of that stuff. This is actually vital to me being able to have the energy to show up like the badass I want to be the rest of the night. So yeah. I think that's really common. I think that's a really common feeling of I shouldn't be doing this. And it's just what our habit brains, that's just what they're supposed to do. Right? Like they're moving on. They don't need rest. They're just like, come on, next thing. What do we got to do? Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So what are you going to do? What's your strategy? What's going to happen tomorrow?
So I wrote on my worksheet that for me, Fridays are a little bit different because my husband gets off work early. And typically like I walk in the door and then he's like, oh, let's think about dinner. Let's think about going this way. So Fridays are a little bit easier. But like when I think about next Monday, like what that's going to be like, mm-hmm. is like yesterday, literally, I set the kids up with their snack. And then I was mm-hmm. like, okay, what I want to do right now is I want to relax. I worked 6 a.m. Mm-hmm. to 3:30. I'm tired. I got up mm-hmm. early and I'm going to be okay with going to my room and laying on our bed and having my iPad and turning on a show that I've seen 75 times and watching reels on Instagram. Like, yeah. That's just what I'm going to do yeah. until he calls me and tells me that he's off work. And then I'm going to take my happy behind into the kitchen. I'm going to start making dinner.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. And yesterday I was just like, I've gotten to where I started like planning my workouts, like being more intentional about my workouts. Mm-hmm. Cause for me, like you said, that is definitely self-care. Like,
yeah,
the physical aspect is something, but for me, it's all about the mental space that it creates. And I've started just being like, if I feel like it after work, I'm going to give myself some compassion and not beat myself up if I decide not to do it.
Yeah.
And that's a big part of it too, because like there's some days where I've been like, oh, I got to do a strength workout. I really don't want to do it. And then I'll be like, maybe I could just eat.
If I'm eating, I can't seriously be doing bicep curls.
I mean, I obviously can't work out if I've had snacks. So
yeah, that's right. That's right. Just like you can't swim after you eat. No, exactly. For sure. And I think that's awesome. I think that, and giving yourself that however long, you know, mine is about 15 minutes is really all I need. For you, it might be longer. You know, my kids are all grown. So I have a little bit more leeway there, but giving yourself time to actually enjoy that self-care and take that break. I just don't think we do that enough. I think a lot of us judge ourselves and think we should be doing all of this other stuff because hell, that's what all the moms are doing on Facebook. Look at all them. They're like, you know, leading the PTA and their houses are spotless and all this stuff. I need to be doing that too. Right. And the truth is we're all different and we just need to be doing what our bodies need. Right. And that rest is really important, really important. I am excited for you. So I think you're onto something here. So make sure, Krislyn, make sure that you are completing successful urge worksheets because you've got 2 days under your belt now where you chose not to eat when you had the urge to eat. So fill those out so you can celebrate yourself.
Okay. Yeah. And okay. I think that's the biggest, I haven't really done that a lot of that. I actually just invested in an Apple Pencil for my iPad because mm-hmm. I was like, oh, if we're going all digital, I don't like how my finger looks on the good notes. So I got myself one of those and that was a game changer for the day. And so just filling out those and getting to the point where it's like, okay, I know I did a good job. And the other thing I've been doing is like, I committed to my accountability partners that I was going to fill out a discovery worksheet for every single overeat I had for this month. Mm-hmm. And yesterday I messaged both of them and I was like, okay, no discovery worksheet for today because I stopped at enough at all three meals. Go me.
Yes. Like, didn't that counts to work, too.
Stopped at enough at dinner. Oh. Like, I almost even took a picture of how many bites behind I left at dinner last night. Cause I was like, go freaking me. So
I love it. I love that you're willing to celebrate yourself like that. And I'm telling y'all one thing, if you are not celebrating yourself, you got to start there telling yourself that, but to tell someone else what a badass you are, that is like next level, right? Like, that's why I tell my dogs, I'm not kidding you. I tell my dogs all the time. I'm like, y'all, mama did some good shit today. And they just look at me like, are you getting us a treat or what? Right? Like, it's so amazing to really celebrate. It just reinforces. It's kind of like when you reward your kids and you tell them what a good job they did, right? Like, that's so helpful to them. And who does that for us? Nobody. And Coach Christy. Yeah. Well, so you got to do it yourself.
And it's like I've heard Corinne say, you know, as women, we're not not meant to, but we're not fostered. We're not grown up to believe that we should celebrate ourselves. We're not like men where they give themselves a pat on the back all the time. So I think that we're not naturally like that. So it feels like you're telling yourself like you're conceited or you're being braggy or whatever. But like at the end of the day, like I posted this in the Facebook group a long time ago, but like, ain't nobody going to toot your own horn for you. So toot, toot, motherfucker. Like,
That's right. That's really important part of this process. That's why step number three is in there about celebrating the fact, reinforce the fact that you've made it this far. So even if you do go ahead and end up eating, right? Like, don't negate the progress that you made doing steps number one, two, and three. Like, that's still progress. You know, when we're working through, that's why I said at the beginning, this is a process. This is not like, okay, y'all stop giving into your urges. Okay, done. No, we got to take this in segments, right? And so any progress that you make counts, right? You don't have to wait to celebrate until, woo, I didn't eat through the urge. No, you can celebrate. Hell, even if you just recognize that you were having one to begin with, that is progress, right? Everybody starts at square one, which is, where are my patterns? What am I thinking? What am I feeling? Like, we all go through this in stages. So I love that. Well, thank you so much for coming on, Chrislyn. And, you know, we're besties now. So,
oh, well, I mean, obviously, and thank you so much for taking me on stage and just talking to me about this. So thank you so much for
You're
today.
Welcome.
I appreciate it.
All right, babe. Take care.
Bye. Bye. You too. Bye.
All right, y'all, it is the night of K's. Here comes Krista. Dun, dun, dun. All right, Krista, I'm trying to bring, there we go. Here we go. Promote to panelist Krista coming on stage. Krista with a Y. K-R-Y-S-T-A. Beautiful. I'm going to drink some water.
Sorry, the cloud, y'all.
How are we doing in the chat? Lori says this was so helpful. I'm so glad. Oh, y'all are talking about Corinne's favorite place to go eat in Nashville. Yes, Burger Republic. That is where she likes to go. Okay, Krista's coming on. Let's see. I'm going to ask her to unmute herself, and I can't see your picture, but I do see.
Hi.
Hi, Krista. I can't see you, my friend.
You can't? Hold on. Let me see.
Okay.
I don't know. Oh, start video. There I am. Yeah.
Hi. Oh, where are we going?
Can you hear me?
I can hear you. Where are we going? You're not even home yet.
No, I'm actually sitting. I'm sitting at my little girl's school about to pick her up from basketball practice. It's running late, so.
Nice. Okay, what are we coaching on today? About urges and after school and after work.
I can barely hear you. I think I did something wrong, so I'm trying to
hear. Girl, I know it ain't me. I'm loud as crap. I am loud as crap, so I know it ain't me.
It sounded like it was like you were hiding in my phone somehow, but I had it on phone instead of speakerphone. Okay, here's my thing.
So okay, here's our thing. Course. I'm ready.
I'm like hours, like hundreds of hours. I swear I've listened to every single thing. And this is my problem. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to say I own, of course, they're coming out right now, but it's fine.
Okay. I'll clean up my mouth.
It's fine. My biggest issue is my urges come when stressed. When I'm trying to manage stress. So I don't like to say I am a stress eater. No, I'm not. Sometimes I eat when I'm stressed. Mm-hmm. But now that I'm noticing the urges, I'm recognizing them. Whenever I try to to, hold on 1 second. Hey, whenever I try, bring this back to them real fast. Whenever I try to sit with it and work through it, I'm finding like, I'm so sad. Like I use food like in a stressful situation that I have no control over. And now it's like, I'm learning, but you can control eating when you're not hungry. You can control not eating when you're just having an urge. But like, I'm sad. It's like I start getting mad at myself, like trying to fight through the urge. Does that make sense?
I'm going to ask a couple questions to see if I can't see if it makes more sense. Why are you sad? What is making you sad?
Well, I'm saying like in a stressful situation, say like I've had something that I can't control that's like causing me stress.
Okay.
Typically I would turn to the food for that in that moment.
Okay.
And now that I'm trying to fight through the urge of that, it's like, I feel so out of control.
Okay. Okay.
You know, and so, it's like,
and makes you sad.
And I just get mad at myself. Like I start talking to myself like crap, saying, well, if you weren't so overweight, you could have ice cream when you're sad and da, da, da. But you know what I'm saying?
So do you think that's true? Skinny people, they can have ice cream when they're sad and mad.
I guess I do. I don't know. Yeah, I guess that's dumb when you say it out loud, but in my mind, that's what I'm thinking.
Sure. Yeah. Right. Cause yeah. who is that talking in that moment?
Shitty.
What's her name? Tootie.
No, old Shitty is what old Shitty. Says.
That's old Shitty. Right. If you were me, it would be Steve. That's Steve talking to you right now.
I haven't named it for myself.
Y'all, I have all my clients name their habit brains. Because I'll tell you why. It makes it like it takes the focus off that it's you doing something, and it really puts distance between you and your habit brain. Because Krista is her conscious brain. Okay. Your habit brain is not really you, right? I mean, it is you, but it's not really you. It's just shit that you think automatically. Krista would never say that stuff to herself on purpose, right? Yeah. I use this analogy a lot. Like, okay, I always say this to my clients. So I'll be like, have you been on a plane before and been to an airport?
Oh yeah.
Okay. You ever sit there in the airport gate when you get there early and you're watching the people, right?
Right.
And what kind of thoughts are you thinking about the people that you're looking at?
I'm wondering where they're going or what they're wearing. Or why they wore what they wore on the plane, if I think it's comfortable or not.
There it is. Right. Right. Those are the thoughts that just come up automatically. Like, okay. So Krista, you're sweeter than me. Cause here's what I'm thinking. I'm thinking shit like, why is she wearing that? Like, did she look at herself in the mirror before she left? Like, why is she letting her kid act like that? What a jerk. I would not let my kid act like that. Right. Like this. And it's because these are just thoughts that come up. Cause I'm just sitting there not paying attention. Right. I would never walk up to those people and say that to them. Right. Because that's Krista. Right. But my habit brain totally thinks all that crap. Right. But I don't judge I'm not a bad person for thinking those things. Cause I didn't pick those thoughts. They just came up. Right. Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's in those moments of the urges, that's not you talking to yourself like that. That's your habit brain talking like that. Right.
I haven't even thought of that. Like, cause this is how it goes. It goes like, okay, whatever situation I'm in is out of my control and I can't fix it or I can't make it any different. I'm stressed about it, but I can't do anything about it. Mm-hmm. So typically that's a big time when I would eat, but now that it's like, now I'm fighting through the urge and I'm telling myself I can control not eating, then it's like, I feel, but I want to eat. You see what I mean? So it's like, I feel so out of control that it just makes me so sad. And I know that's ridiculous, but
it's not ridiculous. We're not judging anything you've done thus far is not ridiculous. This is just how you have chosen to deal with it thus far. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I'm gonna bring this up right now. Cause you've said it twice. You said, I'm fighting through the urge.
Mm-hmm.
What is the difference? Do you know the difference between fighting? We call it resistance, right? Do you know the difference between fighting and allowing?
Well, fighting is my mind saying we should go to Chick-fil-A and I'm saying no. And allowing is going to Chick-fil-A.
Close. you got the fighting part right, right? The fighting part is like, you're going, nope, we're not doing it. No, oh my gosh, when is this urge going to end? Like, holy shit, Fatty McFatty, don't eat again. You know, you shouldn't be doing it, blah, blah, blah. That's fighting it.
Okay.
That's fighting it. You are like feeling like you're in a battle with yourself.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And here's what's funny about that. Like, you're already stressed about something that, you know, you don't have any control over, right? You're already stressed. And now you're trying to armor up and go into a battle when your defenses are already a little bit down, right? So now I got to battle this urge. Now I got to battle this problem over here, right?
Yeah.
So we don't want to battle. I don't want you to fight an urge. I don't want you to battle it. I don't want you to do any of that. I just want you to recognize it and feel it. I just want you to be like, yep, I'm having an urge. This is what it feels like in my body right now. My heart's racing. My chest is tight. I feel like, for me, when I'm having an urge, I feel like there's like bees in my head. Does that make sense? Like, I feel like my head is just like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. So you feel like a heaviness on your chest, like, oh God, I'm having an urge. Right. Mm-hmm. So that's it. That's how you allow an urge. And then while you're kind of paying attention to what's going on in your body, you're just bringing that temperature down. You're like, oh, y'all, I'm experiencing an urge. This is what it feels like. That's the witness part of the now process. This is what I'm noticing. I'm having an urge.
Yeah.
Right. Being open to it. Okay. Here's what it feels like. And then witnessing it, tell your habit brain, this is what the urge feels like in my body. Right. Mm-hmm. And then after you've done that, you can start telling yourself this, I already forgot which number step it is, but what to think instead. Why would it be better not to eat?
Yeah, that's the part that I have trouble with, where I do what Corinne says. I just whine. I'm like, well, this just sucks. It just, I just want to be sad about it instead of, I don't know what to counter it with, the better thought.
Yeah. So tell me, why would it be better not to eat?
Because that's not going to fix it.
It's not going to fix it. Food solves hunger, not feelings.
And I'm closer to my goals if I don't.
Mm-hmm. I'm not going to take a big old dookie on myself when I'm already feeling stressed. Right? That's one of my reasons. One of my reasons is, either way, I'm managing something. I'm either going to manage this urge or I'm going to manage my shitty feelings after it. Oh, crap. Are you kidding in the car? Sorry.
No, it's fine.
Sorry.
Yeah,
I forgot. No, I got all excited. Right. No. Something's getting managed.
Yeah.
It's either this urge or it's the guilt that's coming after. And for me, Krista, it's easier for me to manage the urge because I've practiced and practiced and practiced, not made it a big deal that I always didn't win. Right.
Right.
But I've practiced and I've showed up. That's easier for me to do than manage my mind around the guilt and worry about the scale and all the other crap that just naturally comes up when I find myself giving into urges, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So in that moment of the urge, just stop. First of all, stop describing it as fighting it.
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
So at the beginning of the call, I don't know if you were on it, but we went through this process, the worksheets that's in the Urges 2.0. Did you do that? Did you do the planning for an urge?
No, I've been driving. So I was listening, but I didn't physically go through it. Yeah.
Yeah. So let's take a look at it. Right. So for you, I'm going to pull it up on my iPad because I don't want to share my screen again, but let me get the questions right. So your common cue or trigger would be feeling out of control, stress, being in a situation, something I can't control. Now we could work on that. If I was your coach and you were my client, kind of like you are right now, I would tell you right now, just to sort of nip that in the bud before it even gets to urges, one of the best things you can ask yourself in those moments is, what can I control?
Okay.
What can I control? Give me an example of something you can't control that stressed you out lately.
When I already, the way that my husband and I are set up with picking up kids after school. If I'm already committed to doing something and then he plans something else, that then I have to cancel what I'm doing to go and pick them up. I want to go through a drive through to make myself feel better that my plans are changing.
Right. Well, because at least you get a reward for the shitty thing you already have to do.
Bingo. Right.
Okay.
And then it feels like it's like sabotaging because I had goals and blah, blah, blah. You see, it's all.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So this is not a problem. Not a problem, okay. Krista, because you know, this is a pattern. You know, this is your pattern. Yeah. You're like, you know what? Anytime that I feel inconvenienced.
Yeah.
This is your pattern. This is your trigger. Anytime I feel inconvenienced and I can't fix it, I got to do this crap I don't want to do. I'd rather be doing whatever else, you know, was on my list. I want to reward myself because I'm a martyr and I'm going to do it and I need a prize. Right. Okay. That was a little dramatic. Y'all, I'm really good at
being dramatic. I need that because it's that ridiculous. Like what, when you say it out
loud, it's not ridiculous.
Like, ridiculous.
No, Krista, we are not going to judge ourselves. It's not ridiculous. It is not ridiculous. Somewhere along the line. Okay. Let's just go on back. Let's go on the way back machine. Going back. Somewhere along the line, you learned, someone taught you that whenever you have to do something you don't want to do, cookies will make it better, or Chick-fil-A. Mm-hmm. Someone baited you to do something. It's like, I don't know. Maybe it was your mom. I'm just going to make up something. Your mom says, Krista, clean your room. And you're like, I don't want to clean my room. She's like, okay, well, if you clean your room, we'll get pizza tonight. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I'm just making that up.
No, it like literally actually is. Yeah. No, like, yeah.
Yeah. Well, hell, there's even TV commercials that support that line of thinking.
Right.
Right. Had a bad day. Well, here's some yummy coffee that will make it all the more enjoyable, or whatever it is. Like we can fix your situation and make you feel better if you just eat or drink this.
Right.
Right. It's all supported. So it makes sense. So stop judging yourself for wanting the Chick-fil-A. When you're inconvenienced, you're normal, you're human. You learned it. It's a great strategy. It's worked for you so far, but now it's not, it's keeping you from getting your goals. Okay.
Right.
So this is not a big deal. So that's your trigger, right? Okay. Your trigger is feeling like I'm inconvenienced and I'm out of control and I have to do stuff I don't want to. Right. Uh-huh. All right. So step number one for you, Krista, is going to be don't eat. That's step number one. Just don't eat. Okay.
Okay.
And then tell yourself, give me some positive self-talk that you're going to use.
This is something I get to do. It's not a punishment of what, even though it's an inconvenience, it's still something I get to do.
Okay. Okay.
How does
that feel?
It feels good.
Yeah. 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 You can also address the urge directly and you can say, yeah, I'm having an urge because I'm a little bit irritated that I have to go do this. That's not that big of a deal. I'm normal. I'm human.
Yeah. Yeah. Like right? that food is that any of those foods aren't bad. It's just, I don't want to eat them when I'm mad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Any of that, anything positive that you can say to yourself about having the urges, mm-hmm. it's okay that I want to go get the Chick-fil-A. This is not a big deal. Mm-hmm. I'm not a bad person. This doesn't have any meaning about whether or not I'm going to reach my weight loss goal for the rest of my life, anything like that. Right. Step number two for you is going to be feel the urge. This is what we talked about. We went through this, right? The now process. What's it feel like? You did an amazing job, mm-hmm. right? Mm-hmm. Feels like heavy on my chest. My heart races. Mm-hmm. For me, it's like bees in my head, bumblebees in my head. Step number three, take a moment to recognize your progress. I bet you're not doing this one.
No. Right? Mm-mm.
Be like, oh my gosh, I am so proud of myself for recognizing when the situation that I'm in right now as being ripe for urges. I'm so proud mm-hmm. of myself that I'm recognizing this urge. I'm so proud of myself for not freaking out and fighting it.
Yeah.
I'm so proud of myself for just like allowing it and going, ooh, this is what this feels like in my body right now. I have already won the fight because I've made it this far.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Step number mm-hmm. four, remind yourself why not eating is better. Remind yourself why you won't want to eat. Because right now, mm-hmm. your habit brain, whatever his name is like, here's all the reasons it'll be great. Uh-huh. Right? So step number four is just, all right, I hear those. I hear those good reasons. Uh-huh. I'm just going to take a minute and say, but here's the reason I might not want to do it. I'm just going to come up with like one or two, give them a voice. They're over uh-huh. here in the quiet seats. Why uh-huh. might I not want to eat? Uh-huh. Right? What is the reason? Yeah. Can you hear my dog's going crazy? What is the reason I might not want to? And uh-huh. you already gave me one of those. And then step number five is do something different.
Yeah.
Right. Uh-huh. What can you do differently than go through Chick-fil-A?
not going
to Chick-fil-A, right? Yeah. Talk about your planned meal that you have and how great that's going to be.
Yeah.
Reward yourself for making it this far and not going through Chick-fil-A.
Yeah.
Sing a song with your kids in the car on the way home. I mean, I'm just spitballing here.
That's a good one. Put on music. That would be a good one.
Yeah.
Put on a garment.
Yeah.
For a spirit of heaviness, put on a garment of praise. That's a good one. Yeah. I haven't
there you go. That.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. You can make a list. So when you go home and you fill out this urge, you'll have a space for that. What can I do instead? And if you get stuck, post in the Facebook group, be like, y'all, I'm stuck. Here's my situation. What could I do instead of driving through the Chick-fil-A? Could I put on some music? Could I sing a song with my kids? Could I tell myself I'm going to get a bubble bath when I get home for not going through Chick-fil-A? Mm-hmm. Do something different. Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
How you feel?
I feel better.
I feel good. Right. All right. You get those sweet babies home safely, and we're not having Chick-fil-A. We're having whatever yummy is on your plan, because I bet it's amazing.
That's right. Thank you so much. Yeah.
You're welcome, hon. We'll see you on Facebook.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.
All right, y'all. I hope that was helpful for you. Listen, coming up, we have more calls that are specific to areas that we think are really common for urges. I think next weekend, Corinna's doing a call on Sunday, the 11th of September at 11, and it's all about weekends and effort eating. So if you are a person or know someone in your accountability groups, or you can post on Facebook, hey, if y'all have been thinking about weekends and like how I just do so good all week, and in the weekend, I'm just like, whatever. Corinna's doing a call just for you. She's also, I think the next week, there is a live coaching call with one of the coaches about eating when you drink. So if you are someone who drinks and then usually throws their plan out the window, then that call is for you. And then the last week, the call is about if you are a effort eating at night. This would be like my nighttime snackers and people who just have to have something and just feel urges at night to eat. So we've got lots of calls coming up that are going to be super helpful. If you want a deeper dive, guys, into urges and mindless eating, check out lesson 6 of the Stalls and Plateaus course. It's called Mastering Mindless Eating. There's some great stuff in there. So if you want to be a quadruple D, D, then you can take a look at that lesson as well. All right, y'all, this has been so much fun. Thanks everybody for coming on. And I will see y'all on Facebook. Have a great one, guys.